Well, praise the Lord. How many of you are excited today at the church? The Bible says, where there are two or three gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Amen. And so we are not dominated by our five physical senses to such an extent that we can't see Jesus. We know in our spirit He's right here with us. And so God is listening and we're talking in His ears. Amen? Amen. So today what we're going to learn is about worshiping God in spirit. Now, we're going to make this teaching available online, so potentially this is going to touch just thousands of people of this concept that I have to give credit to Andrew Womack on his teaching on spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
You know, that is a fundamental teaching that I believe a lot of Christians need to learn. So if you have not listened to that, I encourage you to go to awmi.net, that's Andrew's website, and get this revelation on the spirit, soul, and body. But today we're going to learn about how to worship God in spirit. Worshiping God in spirit, the Bible says, there shall come a time when the kind of worshipers that the Father seeks are those who can worship Him in what?
Spirit
and what? In truth. And a lot of people know about how to worship God in truth. I'll talk about that next week, so don't miss next week's message. This is a two-part series. We're going to talk about worshiping God in truth, but many people do not know who they are in Christ, in their born-again spirit, so they have this vague concept. When you say, what does it mean to worship God in spirit? Well, you know, I guess it's just, you know, whatever the Holy Spirit leads you. Que sera, sera. Worshiping God in spirit is worshiping out of your born-again spirit. And your born-again spirit is perfect, like Jesus' spirit. Because when God put His spirit in you, the Bible says He gave you the spirit of His Son. You have the spirit of Jesus in you. And you are perfect, just like Jesus. The Bible says, as Jesus is, so are you in this world. And so this is going to unlock everything that you do in life. So I'm talking about worshiping God in spirit. I'm more specifically zeroing in on singing. But there are many acts of worship. Singing is just one of them. The Bible says in Romans 12, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing unto God, for this is your spiritual act of worship. So singing is one of the act of worship. But you can apply this principle in whatever you do. You may not be ever leading praise and worship like I do, but you have a sphere of influence in your job and whatever thing that you do. And once you know who you are in Christ, you can worship God in spirit, even though it may not involve music. It may not involve singing. So this is applicable not just for people who are musically talented. You know, we think about worship, well, that's just for people who know how to sing well. Just for people who know how to play musical instruments. I'm just making a joyful noise. Well, worshiping God in spirit is first, you got to know who you are in Christ. What does that imply? That's one requirement. You've got to be born again. David did not have this ability to worship God in spirit like we do. That's why Jesus said, the time cometh. That means there shall be a time when this revelation will begin to be unlocked. And people begin to realize that I'm not just only human. A third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. So I am super naturally natural. Many Christians who don't know their identity in Christ, they look at their soul. And they say, oh, I'm still as stressed out with all the, you know, economic news and everything that's going on. We know that's not the part that got changed when we got born again. If we are skinny, still when we look at our mirror, we still look skinny. So we know it's not our physical body that changed. When we got born again, it's your spirit that got born again. And it's perfect, made in righteousness, just like Jesus. And so when you worship God in spirit, and particularly I'm talking about like singing, okay? When you sing out of your born-again spirit, This is the concept that people think that when you sing, you gotta make sure you are, you know, give your best of everything, right? It's about performance, because you cannot give God anything that's less than perfect. Well, I tell you, in the New Testament, when you sing unto God out of your born-again spirit, it's not about your performance. It's what you believe. For we live not by seeing, the Bible says, but by believing. So when you sing unto God in your spirit, you might be sitting in a chair, and you may not even sing at all. But you just close your eyes and you imagining yourself in the presence of your loving Father, and you are worshiping Him in spirit. Even though I cannot hear you singing with my physical ears, but you are worshiping God in spirit more than people who are lifting up their hands, dancing, and there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? But if you do it out of, you know, just being emotional, like, well, I just want to jump up and down because everybody does that. Well, you know what? You're not necessarily worshiping God in spirit. Notice when I lead praise and worship, I do not require you to stay awake. If you sleep when I'm leading praise and worship, I take that as a compliment. Because that means the music is so soothing that it blesses you, and as long as it blesses you, that's great. You know what? It's not about performance. That's the thing that we have to kind of gut it out of us, because since we were a little child, we have been trained that you gotta earn respect. You gotta earn love. Daddy's not gonna love you if you don't really get good grades. You know, you can't get that chocolate bar. There's a point where you can teach children like that. You have to correct your children. I'm not saying it's wrong. But there's come a time when we've got to be mature in Christ. The motivation of why we're worshiping God is not because we are afraid of punishment, but it's because we know God loves us so much that we come to Him as we are, perfect. Because we know who we are in Christ. And so, what's the first requirement for you to worship God in spirit?
Born again.
You've got to be born again. Notice I didn't say you got to be musically talented. Notice I didn't say how many multiple platinum albums you have sold. I didn't say how many concerts that you can conduct. I didn't mention any of those things. What does that tell you? You are all qualified. Isn't that good news to know?
Amen.
Some of you may have been taught when you grow up, oh, you will never make it to the choir group because your voice is just not good enough. You won't make it in the first cut. Well, I tell you the truth. If you meditate on what I say today and know who you are, because this is a subject, I've been leading praise and worship for more than a decade, but only this past 12 months that this thing began to unlock once I understand who I am in Christ. And so I tell you the truth that when you believe God, that He has done such a perfect job, that there's nothing else that you could do to add to the perfect work of Jesus at the cross. And you can be secure in who you are in Christ. So when you come to Him and say, Abba Father, you know, I don't know if you remember one of the songs that we sing, You are awesome in this place, my daddy. You know, you can come boldly, even though you sounded not as good to people around you. But you know what? You're not singing to men. You're singing unto your loving Heavenly Father. And again, in the ears of your Father, you are always, always melodious. Now, if you are parents, you can relate what I'm talking about. If you have a 5-year-old daughter come to you and say, Mom, Dad, I want to sing Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Even though she may not sing as good as Aretha Franklin, but she's your daughter. She sounded perfect to you. You are the beloved Son of God, the beloved daughter of God. So when you come to Him as you are, knowing who you are, it's not based on your performance. then you will be able to unlock this revelation that I'm talking about. So I hope that even though I cannot teach you how to worship God in spirit, because this is a lifestyle, this is not something that I can do in 30 minutes and then you say, I got it. It might make sense to you, but until you listen to it again and again, and then you pray in tongues as you listen to what I'm saying, then it will begin to unlock in whatever areas that you are doing. It may not be singing. It may be in training, like Harvard doing the martial arts as he's training the student. He's doing it, he's worshiping God in spirit. And that's awesome. Okay? And here's the second point that we need to know about worshiping God in spirit. You need to worship God by faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Before you perform anything, before you open your mouth and sing, you are already accepted in the Beloved. Before you perform whatever thing that you're doing here for God, worshiping in spirit, you are already accepted in the Beloved. In other words, you know the end from the beginning. You already know by faith that what you are doing is acceptable to your Heavenly Father, regardless of some of the flaws or mistakes that you may do in the natural. But in the spirit, it's already accepted. It's already perfect. That's profound if you understand what I just said. This will free you from being afraid of making mistakes. Why? Because you are worshiping God by faith. Faith is the substance of what we hope for, the Bible says. Anybody hope that you'll be rejected? Nobody does that. Nobody hope that. So faith is expecting something good to happen in your life. Not bad. Okay? So when you understand that you worship God by faith, you already know in your spirit, you've already done the job flawlessly. You know the end from the beginning. And so along the way, as you execute that performance, even though you may make mistakes, still it's perfect. Because, again, it's not based on your performance. It's based on what Jesus has already done. And you're just using your faith to say, I'm using the faith of the Son of God, and I'm worshiping God. So I don't know how many times you have heard me when I play keyboard or guitar that I make mistakes. Right? There are some keys that I missed or I didn't do it right. But you know what? I have trained my conscience not to condemn me when I make mistakes. I have trained my conscience to say, I'm doing this by faith. So I just move on and continue. I don't allow condemnation to say, well, you should have practiced more. Or you should have done this better. You could have done this. What if you've done this more and all these things? None of those things. Because I do it by faith. I already know. It's perfect. I'm doing it for God. I'm not doing it for men. I'm doing it for God. And in my Father's eyes, what I'm doing is acceptable. Because it's not what I do for God that makes me acceptable. It's my faith in what Jesus has already done. Amen? So, in closing, there are two things. Even though it's simple, just two things, just two points. To worship God in spirit means you've got to be born again. Worshiping God in spirit is not a good suggestion. If you look in John 4, the Bible says the kind of worshipers who worship God must. It didn't say should. The Bible says those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. That means you must be born again in order to be able to do that. And the second point is you worship God by faith. A lot of people do not know the potential that they have. You are unique and special in the eyes of your Heavenly Father. I mean, how many of you have more than one kids? Okay? Can your second child ever replace your first child? No way. No matter how badly he is, no matter how imperfect he is, your second child, you know, is precious just as much as your first child. So when you understand that's the way the Father sees you, that you are unique and special, guess what? There is something in you that you can give the Father that nobody else in this world can do. And that is not an exaggeration. Because there's only one you. You are unique. I cannot sing to God in spirit the way you can. So I hope the body of Christ wakes up and realizes what you've got, the potential to bless the heart of the Father and marvel Him in a pleasant way. God can be surprised. Jesus was surprised at the faith of the centurion. He was pleasantly surprised. And all of you have that potential to give a pleasant surprise to your loving Heavenly Father when you know who you are in Christ and you begin to worship Him in spirit. You are touching the heart of your loving Heavenly Father that only you can. There are like 8 billion people today in this world, and you are the only person who can touch the heart of Father that only you can when you sing and worship God out of your born-again spirit. Because remember, you are unique and special. And so this is my hope. This is my passion, is to wake up the body of Christ to realize the potential that the body of Christ has to bless the Father, to bless Jesus, to bless the Holy Spirit once we know who we are in Christ. Amen? So Amen. 2 points. You've got to be born again. And point number 2, you've got to worship God by faith. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.